Novelist, essayist, and intellectual Susan Sontag died yesterday after a long struggle with cancer. She was the author of 17 widely translated books. As NPR's Kim Masters reports, Susan Sontag will be remembered, although the nature of her legacy is not yet clear.
In her 71 years, Sontag explored an astonishingly wide array of topics and techniques. She wrote about photography and AIDS, film and choreography, Vietnam and the 9/11 attacks. She also wrote four novels, including In America, which won the National Book Award for Fiction.
I think she's a giant, and I think it will be a few years before we measure exactly how big she is and how big her legacy is.
Catherine Stimson is dean of the Graduate School of Arts and Science at New York University.
You might not have read her essay on the avant-garde filmmaker Jack Smith, but you might have read her novel, The Volcano Lover. And you might not have read her work on photography, but you might have read her book about illness and illness's metaphor. So she had a range that we rarely see today.
Sontag's friend, Salman Rushdie, says she would have liked to be remembered primarily for her novels, but she may be denied that wish.
It's clear that when people think of Susan Sontag, they do primarily, I think, somewhat to her irritation, think of her as the essayist, as the author of Notes on Camp, as the author of On Photography, with a number of extraordinary texts which really shaped the way in which we all now think.
Rushdie says Sontag should be remembered for her courage, courage that she showed when she traveled to Sarajevo when it was a war zone, or when she spoke out on his behalf in the late 80s when his life was threatened by Ayatollah Khomeini for having written the satanic verses.
It was a time when a number of people were running scared, and Susan never faltered and made sure that the voice of American writers was very loudly heard. It just seemed to me to be of a piece with a life spent in defense of matters of principle and of freedom of thought.
Stimson also remembers that Sontag was a striking physical presence.
She was a very beautiful woman, and she would walk into a room, and there would be a force there.
Carl Rollison is co-author of the first biography of Sontag, an unauthorized work published in 2000. He says any discussion of Sontag's physical attributes or her personal life displeased her. Sontag may have probed many subjects, he explains, but her point of view was that her work was relevant, but her life was not.
Your ideas should not be evaluated in terms of your biography, whether you're male or female, lesbian, heterosexual, gay, that those kinds of issues should not be confused with the rightness or wrongness of one's arguments.
No doubt Sontag's life will be examined and analyzed, but Stimson says she is also sure that Sontag's work will endure. She says she would tell her students that Sontag was someone who wrote must-read essays on aesthetics, culture, and politics.
But she would also look at you and ask how you lived as a human being. What kind of courage did you display? What kind of intelligence?
In Sontag's case, Stimson says, she was someone who strode through life with flair, with bravery, and with beauty. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.